Should a judge make the government deliver bottled water door to door to everybody in Flint? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Flint water crisis has gone to federal court. Right now, a group of activists say the state's efforts really aren't reaching a lot of people, especially older, sick, or low-income people. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells was at the courthouse. Kate, who are these activists and what do they want exactly?
Yeah, so there's a group of several groups, actually, that are suing right now. There's the Concerned Pastors for Social Action. There's the Natural Resources Defense Council. There's the ACLU of Michigan. And there's a Flint resident and activist named Melissa Mays. And basically what they want is they want the judge to force the city and the state right now to pay for a door-to-door delivery service for bottled water to every single person in Flint who needs it. And they brought in a witness, a woman named Jacqueline Childress, who really makes their case. She's 60 years old. She takes care of her disabled son. She doesn't have a car. And she says that she has been paying people up to $20 a ride just to get to the water bottle distribution centers. She says she's called 211, the helpline, at least three different times, but she says they never actually come by and deliver the water. And as for water filters, which they're safe, as we know, if you install them correctly, they're safe to drink water out of if you can install them into your tap correctly. But the plaintiffs were saying that, look, not a lot of people in Flint trust the government when they say these filters are safe to use. So I actually spoke with one of the plaintiff's attorneys. Her name is Anjali Weicker.
These are everyday Flint residents who simply don't have the ability to be able to get out of the house on a regular basis and pick up a heavy case of water and bring it back home.
So what do the state and the city say about that?
Okay, well, they do not like this plan at all. They are pushing back really hard, especially the state. They're saying, okay, first, number one, if we did this door-to-door water delivery, it would cost $9 to $11 million a month. And second, the state is saying we are already doing everything in Flint that we could reasonably be expected to do, and it's enough. We're fixing the water system. We're reducing the lead. We're seeing progress there and also offering free water and filters. And the city, meanwhile, is just trying to make it very clear to the judge that they do not have the money to pay for this kind of thing right now.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Rebecca.
This is the Environment Report. Scientists launched a kind of underwater robot in Lake Erie this week to test the water for toxins.
We affectionately call it a lab in a can.
Timothy Davis is a researcher with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. He says this tool takes water samples to test the levels of a toxin in the green blooms of cyanobacteria that have been showing up in the lake each year.
A compound known as microcystin, and that is the primary algal toxin in Lake Erie and what caused the 2014 Toledo water crisis.
That's when Toledo had to shut down its drinking water supply for 2 days. Davis says the tool can detect the toxin in close to real time. This week, they deployed it near the water intake for the city of Toledo. He says the city already takes water samples inside the intake.
What our machine is able to do is it allows us to give them early warning so that they can prepare ahead of time rather than collecting a sample of water in the intake. We're able to collect it well before it gets to the intake and get data in near real time to water managers who may need that to make decisions.
So it's basically another layer of early warning to cut down on the chance of contaminated water reaching people's taps. Davis says they'll launch the tool again next summer and fall during the peak toxic bloom season. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.